97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad you're with us here on the 28th? How is that possible?
Yeah.
How is that possible? Wow, we are 1 week and a day from Election Day. But, of course, voting's already underway. Hopefully, if you haven't banked your vote yet, you're still planning to do that. So there are no chances that bad weather or a doctor's appointment or long lines would stop you from voting on Election Day. Let's just get it done. I wish we had one day of voting as originally intended, but that's not the rule, and we need to play by the rules. So get out there and vote. Let's do it. If there are long lines, suck it up and get your vote in for sure. Coming up, we're going to talk to Hans von Spakovsky. If you listened this weekend to any of the weekend shows, you saw J.D. Vance. He was all over the place. He got into it with a bunch of people, Jake Tapper, Margaret Brennan as well. But he talked a little bit about election integrity and the differences between 2020 and what we're going to face this year. And in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Hans von Spakovsky about that. Of course, he used to be a federal elections commissioner. He now works for the Heritage Foundation as a senior legal fellow. We'll get to that for you about 20 after, so be sure and stay tuned for that. First, though, I want to draw your attention to Senate District 15. Andrew Koenig is currently the senator who has termed out in that district. It has always been a pretty conservative district. I mean, Andrew Koenig has always been one of the more conservative members of the Missouri Senate. This year, according to polling from the Missouri Scout, and this is a Remington poll, it currently shows the Democrat in this race, Joe Peerless, neck and neck, if not slightly ahead of Republican David Gregory, which is a shocker to me. And, you know, lots of questions about that. I've got Niles Stevens on the phone this morning. He's a Wild Horse Township committeeman. Niles, welcome in.
Oh, hey, thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me on. Yeah. Appreciate all you're doing at 97.1.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. Thank you. And, you know, I saw the letter you guys put out. Some local Republican leaders have kind of gotten together and put out a statement on this because, you know, there are some mayors who do not have your best interest in mind who've actually endorsed the Democrat in this race. What do people need to know about Joe Peerless to begin with?
Well, yeah, so we're 1 week out from Election Day, and of course the Democrats have went for their old tried-and-true playbook of misrepresenting themselves and trying to pass off these far-left radicals as middle-of-the-road moderates. And Republicans in West St. Louis County, we're having none of it. So, yeah, we put out a press release today, and we're letting people know that this guy who's running for Senate District 15, he's a guy who campaigns for Cori Bush. He's a guy who donates to Cori Bush. He is a defund the police type of guy. And the police and the firefighters and the first responders in West St. Louis County, they have endorsed our Republican candidate. His name's David Gregory. We're asking everybody to get out and vote for David Gregory. We're asking everybody to vote a straight Republican ticket because we back the blue. We don't support these far left Cori Bush type candidates. And so we're calling out these local mayors who are advertising for this out-of-touch, far-left radical in Senate District 15.
Yeah, well, and who are they? I mean, it's Bob Nation from Chesterfield, Tim Pogue from Baldwin, and Mike Clement from Manchester, who it's important to say, don't represent the Republican Party. I mean, they supposedly are nonpartisan mayors, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're nonpartisans. They don't run as Republicans. I am an elected Republican. David Gregory's an elected Republican. Everybody who signed off on our press release, we are all elected by Republican voters in primary elections. So we speak for the Republican Party, and we're here to tell you that these mayors, they will show up at our Republican events because they have to get votes from both Democrats and Republicans to get elected in their towns. It's just what they have to do in April. So they'll show up to our Republican events, but whenever the leaders in Jefferson City and the Republicans in Jefferson City start to do things like the senior property tax freeze, when we do things like the stopping the ban on streaming service taxes so you don't get nickel and dimed for your Netflix and your Hulu, These mayors, they go fight and flight mode. You know, they fight the Republicans at every turn, and they run as far away from the Republican Party as they can as soon as you start to focus on the family budget rather than their municipal budget.
They're bureaucrats is what people need to understand. Now, I can specifically talk to Bob Nation because when in the Republican primary this year, I endorsed Bill Igel. And one of the things I liked about Igel is he talked about cutting taxes, among other things, cutting the personal property tax. And I get a personal phone call on my cell phone one day from Bob Nation chewing me out. I don't understand how that would impact his budget if you cut taxes. Like, they live in fear of the, you know, they live off the public teat, so to speak, and they live in fear of any Republican policy that might reduce your tax burden. That's what people need to understand about these mayors.
Absolutely, Mark. They love big government, and they don't mind you paying for it. That's how they operate in these municipalities out here.
Well, I hope people are paying attention, and I hope your letter here gets a little bit of traction because people need to be aware of this. I know there are long lines to vote. I don't know what's I've seen pictures out from the Daniel Boone Library out there in your neck of the woods. I know in Chesterfield and Wildwood there have been long lines. I'm hoping that turnout is a good sign.
Yeah, I think it is, and I know you mentioned some polling data from Mo Scout, but I got word from some polling that came out recently that actually shows David Gregory up by 7%.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, we're feeling good. We're feeling confident. We think that the long lines, that a lot of those people are that are in those long lines, that they are Republican voters, and we're asking everybody to get out, vote early, and vote a straight Republican ticket. Yeah. We're not asking just Republicans to vote for us and just the independents. We have Democrats coming to our side. We see it at the national level with Tulsi Gabbard and RFK and Elon Musk coming over with Trump. And we know that Democrats can support Republicans, not because we're trying to be Democrats, but because our policies are better. And it's going to provide safer streets. It's going to provide economic prosperity. And so that's why we're asking all voters to get out and vote a straight Republican ticket this November.
Yeah, well said. Niall Stevens, thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate you getting up early.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. You too. Thank you very much. I just wanted people to be aware of what's going on out there. David Gregory is on my voter guide. He's the one, of course, I've endorsed in Senate 15 here for the general election. Go to 971talk.com, and you can find that voter guide. It's right there at the top of the page. It's pretty much pinned to the top of the page. Print it out. Take it with you. Look at it on your phone. Or whatever you need to do, just go vote, please.
Get more at 971talk.com.